From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Sarah Tapton reports in the Columbia Green Media that construction began last week on Greene County's most expensive building project, a new jail off Route 9W near the Coxsackie Correctional Facility. More than $70 million in taxpayer money is leaving the county, paying companies such as Bellamy Construction Company of Scotia, who began laying the groundwork for other contractors. The current county jail in Catskill was closed in April 2018 due to structural concerns. Last October, Greene County legislator William Lawrence, the Republican of Cairo, chairman of the Public Safety Committee, said, on average, Greene County residents can expect to pay a 6.73% tax increase next year because of the construction. The tax increases are very similar across the county, with Windham residents facing the lowest increase, 6.48%, and Ashland getting the largest increase at 6.91%. Former legislator Lori Torgerson of Windham said, and I quote, "I continue to believe this is going to be the biggest waste of county resources in the history of Greene County or ever in the future. Those of us who thought of alternatives are on the right side of history," end quote. Currently, Greene County is sharing jail services with Albany and Columbia counties. Greene County Administrator Sean Groden said, and I quote, "Construction is expected to take 18 to 24 months, depending on the weather," end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Rick Carlin reports in the Albany Times-Union that operators of the S.A. Dunn landfill in Rensselaer County are paying at least $135,000 a year to the city school district, whose high school campus is next door to the dump. The dump is also paying the State Department of Environmental Conservation, which announced June 28th it is fining the S.A. Dunn landfill $35,000 and forcing them to reduce dust, including building a berm to shield the nearby Rensselaer Junior Senior High School. In exchange for the money the landfill is paying to the school, the district, and I quote, "shall not oppose, object to, or otherwise interfere," end quote, with the landfill or potential development plans, according to a copy of the agreement obtained July 1st by the Times Union. The Rensselaer School Board approved the agreement in December. Judith Inc., a former Environmental Protection Agency regional administrator, said, and I quote, "this is a gag order. They are buying them off," end quote. Mike Stammel, the chairman of the Rensselaer County Legislature, agreed. Stammel said, and I quote, "the city gets money from the dump, the school gets money from the dump, so they all stay quiet while the residents are forced to deal with the trucks, the noise, the traffic, and the smell. This agreement raises a lot of ethical questions," end quote. School Board President John Mooney said, and I quote, "there are not too many districts that are blessed with a landfill next to it. We can't change it. We can't shut them down. All we can do is monitor them," end quote. Read more about this story in the Albany Times-Union. U.S. Representative Antonio Delgado was in Cairo July 1st to meet with the members of the Healthcare Advisory Committee. The committee is comprised of 30 patients, providers, and healthcare advocates from every county in the 19th Congressional District. According to a statement released by Delgado's office, the group discussed healthcare needs, ways to address skyrocketing healthcare costs, and healthcare legislation currently before the House. Delgado said, and I quote, "ensuring upstate New Yorkers can afford quality coverage has been a top priority for me in Congress. That's why I have supported legislation to lower the cost of prescription drugs and introduced the Medicare X Choice Act, which would create a public option and drive down health care costs by introducing competition. I am very grateful to the members of the committee who joined us today in Greene County and shared their insights and expertise," end quote. Monday was the first meeting of the Healthcare Advisory Committee. Delgado also formed local advisory committees on issues related to veterans, small business, and agriculture. Read the full press release at delgado.house.gov. Townsquare Media has moved its rock station, WQBK, based in Rensselaer County, from 103.5 FM and 103.9 FM to 105.7 FM as of noon July 1st. Town Square Media owns five stations in the Albany radio market, thanks to deregulation backed by most Republicans and some Democrats in Washington, D.C., which has led to more consolidation of the radio industry. For instance, a different radio owner, Clear Channel, went from owning 40 stations to 1,240 U.S. stations after the 1996 Telecommunications Act signed by President Bill Clinton. That's 30 times more radio stations under one owner than congressional regulations previously allowed. The move kicks ALT 105.7 off the air, at least for a while. Town Square is not saying which frequency will eventually get the alternative rock format, but their website claims the station, and I quote, is headed on summer vacation for about a month. We're going to be off the air for a little while they make the switch, but we're coming back soon, don't worry, end quote. On July 1st, New York State Department of Environmental Conservation Commissioner Basil Sagos issued guidelines to reduce the potential for human-bear conflicts. In a statement released by his office, Sagos said there have been a number of black bears reported in suburban locations. Sagos said, and I quote, DEC is urging homeowners and property managers to follow the simple steps and guidance to keep bears from taking up residence in an area, including storing garbage in secure buildings, removing bird feeders, and feeding pets indoors. Preventing access to food sources is key to preventing nuisance bears, end quote. The DEC advises residents and visitors to take steps to avoid attracting and creating nuisance bears. Never feed bears intentionally. Remove all bird feeders. Keep garbage, grills, pet food, and bird seed inside a solid, secure structure. Move grills away from the houses and remove grease traps after each use. Put garbage on the curb the morning of collection, not the night before, and use bear-resistant containers. And close garage doors and ground floor windows or doors at night. More information on avoiding and creating conflicts with nuisance bears is available at the DEC website. Read the full press release at dec.ny.gov. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, wgxc.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.